Yeah, this is Dave. I need to know if you all felt muscadine grapes. M-U-S-C-A-D-I-N-E-S.
No.
Where you live in town? Are you live out? You'd have to live in Wilson County before you'd have any luck growing those.
I live right around the corner from where you're talking right now.
Yeah, they like acid soil.
They're a southeastern grape.
They did very well in East Texas on my peach orchard.
Yeah, acid soil.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's why I said in Wilson County.
You might have to.
Used to be a guy called Prisky that actually had an orchard that worked with Malcolm Beck, good friend of Malcolm Beck, and he had a bunch of them in Wilson County.
Did
but, you know, that's some acid soil.
Yeah, yeah.
Acid sand.
And, of course, the sands, you got some chance you can change some things, too. But, you might have to look at something else if you want grapes.
I've tried champanelles, and they're supposed to be a lot longer lasting than what they made it, and I don't know if it was just, you know, I'm not fussy with them or anything, but they grew real well for a couple of years, and
really?
And they completely, they went out. I think initially what weakened them is we have some trees we need to trim back, give them more sun.
Yeah, that'll do.
And once we got the sun back in, they seemed to like that, but I don't know. They just one winter, two of them didn't come back up.
You give somebody a champanelle for a present, and then a couple of years later, you got to give them a machete. So,
really?
Yeah, you can try.
Oh, they're, yeah, they're,
never had
they're
that
good.
Problem. They weren't
good
arbor.
Oh, they're vigorous. They're super vigorous things.
Really?
Champanelle is probably your best bet. There's another one that came out of that Munson line called Lamanto, L-O-M-A-N-T-O.
Okay.
And you can call around and see if you can find Lamanto. I don't. I'm sure that Milberger doesn't have it.
What would be the culture, the planting? I mean, I'm more of a raised bed person, and they were up in a trellis. We used what they call a cattle panel between posts, and we ran them up the cattle panel.
Yeah.
And we got them away from, I know you're not supposed to grow them up against, like a privacy fence or stuff. They catch all kinds of stuff on them. But they were pretty much raised. We fed them. Watering was, pretty much the way we did the vegetable garden.
That's too much.
That might be your key there. Because they, in the Mediterranean climate, and they quit watering them in the late summer.
Yeah, to force them to dormancy. We didn't water them when they were trying to go into dormancy. But
in the summertime, they don't.
Really?
Yeah, I've never heard of people killing them with too much water, but they need drainage, and they certainly don't need the water.
Really? You killed a champanelle, you're pretty good.
Yeah.
You're pretty good man.
Yeah.
We might have to do a... I would be a pro until you've killed a bunch of plants. I forget what
Well, we used to have, and Jerry may remember him, we used to have a master gardener, and that he would come in, and it got to be a running joke because every monthly meeting he'd come in and tell everybody what three or four different plants he'd killed that night.
Oh, really?
And there was for a while they were saying, well, you're not a master gardener until you killed 50 plants. Well, with him, they had to raise it like to 400 or 500 plants that he.
Now Milton's taking his.
Yeah, Milton's in
the man. Hey, thanks, Dave.
Right.
You take care.